This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Here we go. Number one, going into a dark body of water. Number two, being in the woods by myself. Number three, I don't even know why I'm scared of guns, but I am. I have a huge fear of guns. Number four, man, in Florida, there's giant frogs. I don't know if they're bullfrogs or not. I don't know what they are, but they're like the size of my two hands put together. And for some reason, someone had told me that frogs give you warts. And the only people with warts that I knew were like little kids that were white. Like, I just thought like only white kids touch frogs. Number five. I was driving through South Carolina. I got pulled over because I had like gotten off one exit and then there wasn't a gas station there. And I got back on and I saw this cop like waiting for us. And he pulled us over and he's like, step out of the vehicle. And it was like immediate. And I was like, whoa, okay. And there was two cops and they were like, do you have any drugs in there? I was like, no. Do you have any weapons? I was like, no. He's like, are you sure you don't have ecstasy in your vehicle right now? And I was like, no, I don't have any ecstasy in my vehicle. He's like, do you have crack or cocaine? And I was like, no, I don't have any crack. He's like, do you have a firearm in the vehicle? And I was like, no. And this was like the fourth or fifth time he had asked me about if I had a gun. And I was like, no, I don't have a gun. And I was like, this is crazy. Why do you keep asking me if I have a gun? He's like, well, why are you so nervous? Six. It's such a waste of time to be sick, you know? And it's like kind of like the fear of getting nothing done, I guess, from the product of like someone sneezing on you and you're just like, oh, man. Number seven, sometimes I see like a plate in my cupboard that's got a chip on it and I'm like, damn. It makes me think of like all these things get old. Number eight, I'm edging towards 40 and mortality starts to become this like prominent topic in your mind where you're just like talking about all these like health things with your friends. You're not even talking about anything interesting other than like what foods you shouldn't and should eat and maybe kind of like your day-to-day bathroom routine. Number nine, being invited to someone's house to eat and the food is bad. Number 10, there's been a few times where I've had pieces of steel wool living in my food. Different places, completely different states, cities. Yeah, so can happen anywhere. My name is Roberto Lang, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Roberto Lang is a musician who performs as El Lado Negro. You can find 10 Things That Scare Me on Instagram and Twitter at 10thingspod. You know what scares me? Bald cats. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.